بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اشارف ابلو شیخ اول رومی وقت تبریز دورہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرکزہ کی کتاب فیضان محبت، پرنٹنگ فیضان محبت، ٹائٹل نظم از اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب ہم، بس میک اور کریٹر اللہ جل شانہ ہیپی خوب، a lot as much we can. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم، ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. دوست تو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان، دوست تو سن لو تم کچھ میری داستان، ایک دن پھر نہیں ہوں گے دنیا میں ہم. جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم، ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم. خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل، خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل، کوئی قیمت نہیں خاک ہے صرف ہم. دو جہاں میں کوئی میری قیمت نہیں، دو جہاں میں میری کوئی قیمت نہیں، ہاں اگر آپ کی ہو نگاہ کرم. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل، صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل، ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل، ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوست تو، درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوست تو، ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم، ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم. سارے عرض و سما اور شمس و قمر، سارے عرض و سما اور شمس و قمر، سارے عرض و سما اور شمس و قمر، دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم. دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی، دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی، ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم، ساتھ رہتے ہیں گو ایک مدت سے ہم. سختیاں شیخ کی ہیں فنا کے لیے، سختیاں شیخ کی ہیں فنا کے لیے، مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم. سختیاں شیخ کی ہیں فنا کے لیے، مت سمجھ مت سمجھ اس کو ہرگز ستم. اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو، اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو، اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب ہم، اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب ہم. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل، صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل، ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. درد دل سیکھنا ہے اگر دوست تو ساتھ میرے رہو پھر سکھائیں گے ہم جس کے دل میں نہیں ہے تیرا درد و غم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم ہو کے انسان نہیں جانور سے وہ کم اپنے مالک کو راضی کریں خوب ہم
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا. These are the beautiful poems of our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, which are filled with great, great lessons and filled with great concern and love of Allah and concern of the Ummah and concern of Hazrat. He had great concern for his murids that they must come right, they must turn towards Allah Ta'ala. And in that, Hazrat has written these ash'ar, these poems. They are all not for entertainment, but for our reformation, for us to take a lesson. So as we go through it, we should be all taking lessons and see how much we are bringing this into our lives. That is the important thing. Not just to speak about it, to listen to it, but how much is it in my life? And as we carry on, we should check if how much is in my life, make shukr. And what is not there, make effort to bring it into our lives. But we should target 100%. The full 100% must come in our lives. And these ashar, Hazrat had written them in the reunion in 1993. How many years ago? 31 years ago. And when Hazrat was on safar in reunion. And what was the title of the ashar? Apne malik ko razi kare khub ham. That we should please our Malik, our owner, who created us, who sustains us, to whom we are going to return, to whom belongs every moment of ours, everything of ours, our body, our brains, our heart, our money, whatever, all belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has given it, only Allah has given it, it's not from us at all. And Allah gave it all so that we make Allah happy with it. Not to make ourselves happy, not to make other people happy, but to make Allah happy. That is why Allah has given us all these faculties that we have. Jiske dil mein nahi hai tera dard o gham, in whose heart there isn't, O Allah, your love and the concern about you, that whether you are pleased with us or not. And on that, let us now see, have we got that in us, that have we got that worry in us that Allah must be pleased with us? Do we think even when we make namaz, do we think we are making namaz to please Allah? We came to majlis. Did we think we are coming to majlis to please Allah? And that we have the love of Allah in us. And that every namaz must increase us in that love of Allah. Every majlis must increase us. But not tenfold, hundredfold, we should be going to closer to Allah. Is that happening or not? Jiske dil mein nahi hai dard o gham, a person who hasn't got that worry, ho ke insaan nahi janwar se kam wo kam. Though he is outward like a human being, but inwardly he is less than an animal also. If an animal hasn't got that, Allah didn't give the animals that intellect, that capability. So if they don't have it, it is understood. But the insan who is supposed to have it, and he hasn't got it, then that is, he's worse than an animal also. A person who did not have money, he couldn't buy food for himself, and clothes, etc., because he didn't have money. But person who had money, and he knew where to buy, and he didn't buy, that person is in a terrible condition. So, janwar, they are janwar, they are animals. We as human beings, and we didn't find Allah. We haven't got the thought of Allah. We all made Maghrib namaz just now. How many of us thought of Allah? How many of us had that in our minds and making this namaz to please Allah, to find the happiness and the love of Allah Ta'ala? We just made it just like that. So we should have that in us. Otherwise, we are worse than animals also. Dosto sunlo tum kuch meri daastan. And this is how Hazrat had the deep concern and the sincerity of Hazrat's concern. Even after Hazrat has left the world, how many years now? Still, throughout the world, there are people who are still promoting and talking about Hazrat. It is as Hazrat is telling us now also, that dosto sun lo tum kuch meri daastan, my experience of my life and what I concern and worry I've got in my life, listen to it and pay attention. Otherwise, ek din phir nahi honge dunya mein hum. One day will come when we will not be there anymore. So just is also that we should make qadr of our elders and buzurgs while they are there, and the appreciation is that we make our lives how they want us to be. That is what is the appreciation. So that is what we should see, how much our lives coming according to how Allah wants us to be, how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam wanted us to be, how much our lives coming according to that. Khaak tan mein nahi hai agar dard dil, in this body of us, which is khaak tan, this body made of sand, our body is made of sand. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from sand. Of the food that we eat is made from the sand. It grows. The earth grows it. And then the parents eat it. And then from there the children are born from that. So we are from sand. So in the sand of ours, if it isn't mixed with the love of Allah, with the great concern of Allah Ta'ala, if it is only sand, there is no love of Allah in there. Koi qeemat nahi khaak mein se, koi ki qeemat nahi nahi khaak hai sirf hum. Then if we are only sand, we are only sand. Sand hasn't got any value. If we have the love of Allah, the concern to please Allah, then the sand becomes valuable. Otherwise, it is only sand that we are from. And the vast majority of people who are non-believers, those who are atheists, those who are mushriks, and they are the vast majority of the world, they are nothing but only sand. And they put the sand and made effort on sand, and they made sand valuable. The houses, palaces they build, big buildings, is also all from sand. And they made that valuable, but they couldn't make their own sand valuable, the sand of their body. They made all the cars which are also made from steel, etc., iron, which is also from the ground, from sand. They made the cars valuable. They made aeroplanes valuable. They made ships valuable, but they didn't become valuable themselves. And what was the thing? That even if we had no buildings like this, and no cars and aeroplanes also, but we became valuable. That was the thing, that we should have become valuable. All the potential which Allah gave us is that we should become valuable. We used all that for the dunya things which we will leave behind. When we'll go in the qabr, without value we will go. And then in the qabr we will face the consequences which will be very grave. In the graves, the consequences will be very grave if we did not bring value into our bodies. We made valuable the things, and all those things also we left behind in the dunya. They're not going to go with us at all. Dunya's things, not going to go with us. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah, should say, till today, never is it ever on record that Allah Ta'ala told Malakul Maut, or told Jibreel alayhi salam, that this banda of mine, he loved his mansion and how he worked on it to build it, and every minutest detail he perfected it and he made it as he wanted it. So now when he's dead, he said, put it with him in his qabr, and nothing of that will come worse. And if we, that is the height of stupidity. And the height of that stupidity is that stupidity is called intelligence. How much a person makes dunya today, how much businesses, how much investment, how many properties, which he knows he's going to leave behind, the world knows he's going to leave behind. We call him a clever person, a smart person, and a person who prepares for Akhirat, where he is going, and it will be with him forever, that we regard as a backward person, a person who doesn't know anything about life. So what we're going to leave behind, what value is in there? Value is in that what we are sending in front, what we will take with us in front. خاک تن میں نہیں ہے اگر درد دل. If there isn't in this body of ours the love of Allah Ta'ala, کوئی قیمت نہیں, خاک ہے صرف ہم. Then this body got no value, it is only sand. If we, Allah sent us in this world with the sand body to make it valuable. But if we did not bring the love of Allah, the commands or commandments of Allah in our lives, then this body is just that body of sand. We didn't make it valuable in any way whatsoever. And a valueless body, we will be going in the qabr. And if we made it valuable, then we'll see our value in the qabr, which will be till the day of Qiyamah. And then will be the day of Qiyamah, which will be a day 50,000 years long. There we'll have value there. Then will be pulled Sirat, 1500 years journey, we'll have value there. And then forever in Jannat, forever and ever in Jannat, we will have value there. And if we didn't attach value to ourselves here in this worldly life, we only live for eating and drinking and putting our body on finance. And the finance we put back on the body again. And just a whole life we spend in that way. We use our body, our work, effort that we do, and the work of the brain, all to make money. And all that money we put on the body to give it comfort. Smart houses, smart cars, holidays, lifestyle, all that we put. And we did nothing for Akhirat, where we are going to go forever. We didn't make our bodies valuable. We did provision for the Akhirat either. We just used it body on sand, sand on body. The whole life we spent like that. And so then that is a useless, valueless body. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi. In both the worlds, a person has got no value whatsoever. Haan, agar aap ki ho nigaahe karam. A person can only become valuable when Allah Ta'ala shows His mercy on a person and opens his mind to reality. Then he becomes valuable. In other words, in here, it is an indication, make dua to Allah to show His special favors upon us. On that also, we should think, when do we ever make dua? Ya Allah, let me understand reality of life. What I have to be doing to prepare for Akhirat, that this body of mine become valuable. And that is by the love of Allah, the commands of Allah coming in the body. Do we ever make that dua? Or we make dua for the comforts of this life. To have a smart car, to have a smart house, to have a fashionable life, all just for the dunya. Are we just making dua for that? Are all our efforts only for dunya? Or is it that this body of ours becomes valuable? Sohbat ehle dil se mila darde dil. And where will we get this? Well, from the sohbat of ehle dil, the people who have got heart. Like that, a biological heart, everyone has got, animals also got. But a heart that is attached to Allah Ta'ala, a heart that is filled, saturated with the love of Allah. And we have to work in such a way that the love of Allah comes and overflows from the heart. It doesn't just contain, and what overflows, first a person must find the love of Allah, and then what overflows he must give to other people. And then in his talking, that love will flow to other people. In his looking at people, it will overflow from everything of his. So that is why we are here, to find that love, fill the heart with it. And even more, when what overflows, that is now that you give to other people, that you speak to other people, you pass the message on to other people. If you got nothing in you, what are you going to give to other people? First we must have it. And then in the what overflow and keep your reserve and your stocks full all the time. What overflows, give that to other people. So that we will get from those who are Ahle Dil, who have got a heart which is connected to Allah, who has found Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is everywhere, all the time. Somebody asked Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Shafi'i was making mutala, studying under a shehtut, mulberry tree. He was sitting there under, and he was doing his mutala. Somebody asked him, what is the proof of the existence of Allah? How do we know Allah Ta'ala exists? So Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, said, this mulberry tree. So they said, wow. Because you're sitting under the wild mulberry tree, your eyes are on the tree, so you said that is the proof. Okay, in which way is the mulberry tree the proof of the existence of Allah Ta'ala? And there are two things. One is the outward signs which even animals perceive. Non-believers also supposed to be, animals also. And a mu'min, badarja awla, he should be the first, which are open and clear-cut things. Then there are other signs of Allah that a person needs the eyes of the heart to detect them. The one is, Allah says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many clear signs there are in the heavens and the earth. Everyone can see. Animals also see and they should recognize Allah. Non-believers also. And the believers even more. Then the other is, which you need, what not basarat, the eyes of the head, basirat, the eyes of the heart. Kajaakum basairu min rabbikum. There's clear the things which you have to meditate and ponder. That also Allah, open signs also Allah sends. And that which need a little bit effort from your side, that also Allah has sent. Kajaakum basairu min rabbikum. Faman absara fali nafsi. Any person who has used his intellect, used the eyes of his heart to see, and he saw Allah Ta'ala, it is all for his own benefit, for linafsi. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. And a person who did not do it, he will suffer the consequences. So we should see. So Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, said, this mulberry tree is a clear sign of Allah's Qudrat and His existence and His working, how Allah's work is taking place. So he asked, in which way? So he said, this mulberry tree grew from the ground. The ground, the property of the ground is different. It's sand. The simple term say, fertilizer. The ground Allah made it. It has got its own, all things that it makes things grow. So, but the ground is normally we regard as valueless. We spit on the ground, we walk on the ground, we get angry, we stamp our feet on the ground. If we don't get a toilet somewhere, we defecate in the ground, we urinate on the ground. The ground like is valueless. The ground color, brown normally, some places black, some places white also the ground color. That is what the ground is. But that ground produced the mulberry tree. And how many other different trees, the same ground, it produces so many other trees. Yeah, it has produced the mulberry tree. Who made it? It doesn't happen on its own. Just use your brains a little bit and think, who made it? It's only Allah Ta'ala. As Allah Ta'ala explains clearly that Ya Yuhannasu Ubudu Rabbakum Alladhi Khalakakum Walladhina Min Qablikum La'allakum Tattaqoon Alladhi Ja'alalakumul Arda Firasha. Allah made the earth a surface for you, spread it out. وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And he sends water down from the sky. Water which is tasteless. Water which is colorless. Water that has got no smell in it. Just clear water. And that water falls on dead ground. Ground that outwardly we see has got nothing in it. It can't give life. It can't do anything. But when that water which is colorless, tasteless and odorless falls on dead ground, فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Then فَأَخْرَجَ, أَخْرَجَ, Allah Ta'ala took it out. Allah made come out from the ground. And وَفَأَخْرَجَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ ثَمَرَاتِ, all types of fruit. Not only the mulberry fruit, but Allah made apples and made bananas and made watermelon and made how many types of food and fruit for you. All Allah made it from the earth. فَأَخْرَجَ, it is He. هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ, فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. And all that رِزْقًا لَكُمْ, for you. When that is the case, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. Don't associate partners to Allah Ta'ala. Don't say that it is science that has done it. Don't say it's technology that has done it. It is Allah. Refer it and recognize Allah Ta'ala. So Allah from the sand made this mulberry tree to come out. Then look at the color of the ground, a different color. The color of the roots of the mulberry tree, different color. Of the stem and the branches, different color. The leaves, different color. The fruit, the mulberry, when it just starts, normally it is white in color. And when it ripens, it becomes a deep maroon color. When it is now properly, all the different, who made it go through all the stages? And all the different things. And then the roots have got different properties, medicinal. A treatment. It, for treatment of illnesses, the root of the mulberry tree is for different purpose. The branches are for different purposes. The leaves are for different purposes. The raw fruit are for different purposes. The ripe fruit is for, now you eat it, you enjoy, sweet and enjoyable. And also, it has got great property and benefits for the human being. Then see, the same, now the mulberry fruit, and all the things of it. A donkey eats the mulberry, and all the donkey does is make gobar, lead, excreta, that's all. The same fruit of the mulberry, bees come in, take their pollen, and they make honey from it. See, who is all this who is doing this? What is the system of Allah Ta'ala that is working? And then the same mulberry, the silk worm comes and eats the mulberry and it makes silk from there. And silk, from there is so great lessons that we have to learn. Silk is that material that a person enjoys handling it. It's soft, it's smooth, it's soothing, it's pleasing. But on the other hand, it is so strong that bulletproof vests are made from silk. Silk is bulletproof. A bullet can't pierce, go through silk, though it is so soft. And there is a great lesson for us that in establishing the law of Allah, even when yourself and in your family especially, other people who are below you, be as soft as silk in establishing the law. And be firm on the laws of Allah. Just like a silk doesn't allow bullet to go through it, don't allow any law of Allah to be broken. But don't be harsh. Don't rule with the iron first. Don't be rude to the people. Use a soft attitude so that you are accepted. So they would like to be with you like a people would like to handle silk. But yet be so firm and solid on your rules, like you don't allow any law of Allah to be broken. No bullet can go through that silk. So the silkworm eats it. The deer, a buck, it eats it and it makes a musk from it. So everything, who is it? Who put all these mechanisms in its place? That all the different things that people are benefiting. Now from that same silkworm, we find that you get honey also that is made. You get that is lead, gobar, excreta also is made. And it is according to everyone's capability. A donkey is a donkey. All it could do is donkey job, make excreta out of it. And we also eat the best of food and fruit. If we are also just making pahana all the time, then we like donkeys. And if we eating it and we make like silk, we will be like the silkworm. We make honey, we will be like a bee. And we make a musk out of it, we will be like the deer. So there are great, great lessons. Who is doing all this? None other but Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And Allah is to be seen everywhere. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَصَائِرُ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Allah has sent all this clear sign. فَمَنْ أَبْصَرَ فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Whoever will take lessons, it is for his own good. وَمَنْ عَمِيَ فَعَلَيْهَا. And whoever is blind to it, he will suffer the consequences. How many of us are passing our whole life in a state of blindness? We are not taking notice of any of the qudrat of Allah. And there are so many signs. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah's clear, clear signs which everyone can see. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا. We pass by them. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ. We pay no attention to recognizing Allah Ta'ala. The purpose why Allah made it. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Are signs for the people of intelligence to recognize our Creator, to please our Creator, to realize our success is in pleasing Allah and His commandments. صحبت اہل دل سے ملا درد دل ورنہ پاتے کہاں سے یہ دولت بھی ہم. Otherwise, where should we? This we only get from the اہل the مشایخ, the اہل دل. Those people who not only whose اعمال are correct, but whose صفات also are correct. Not only that they are namazas and roza, etc. is in its place, but they have got patience in them. They have got sabr in them. They are thankful and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. They have got tawadu and humility in them. All those qualities also, you only get it from those people. Who have got it themselves, only they can supply it. A person, a supplier who hasn't got stocks, how can he supply you? When he has got stocks, then he can supply you. So that is what we have to develop in ourselves. And Allah has made the system of the khanqa, which is over and over in the Quran, yuzakkihim, tazakka, yuzakki, tuzakki, all that is in this way where you acquire this and then you spread it out in the world. And you give it to all others, you spread it out as well. Darde dil seekhna hai agar dosto. If you want to learn this reality, you want to also benefit from it, saath mere raho, phir sikhayenge hum. Hazrat says that stay with me and then we will teach you. Just make your sacrifice and stay with the ahle dil. And staying with them physically also. And then with our hearts also. If we are here and our minds are at home, anywhere else our minds are. If we are here, but our hearts are full, no place for what the Shaykh is saying. We have got preconceived ideas already, and our hearts are filled with that, you can't fill anything in that heart. That person who comes to the majlis of his Shaykh with an empty heart, he will get things, his heart, his capacity to fill it up. But who comes with a full heart, his heart is full, preconceived ideas, we're just going there for barakat, we are just going there to show faith, that person gets nothing whatsoever. But a person who empties his heart, I'm going to go and learn there, I'm going to go and benefit, that person, he will be able to benefit. Sare ardo sama or shamso qamar, and everywhere, the earth, the skies, the sun, the moon, are all clear signs. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, which are in front of us all the time, the creation of the heavens and the earth, the changing of day and night. Who is not watching this? Who doesn't see the sky every day? Even if we don't take notice of it, how many of us take notice of the sky? And especially at Fajr time, at Maghrib time, if we look at the horizon, how the horizon is at that time. What beautiful scenery Allah makes. Which an artist, if he has to draw that, he'll ask a huge amount of money for that. And what the artist prints is just one static. It is just a fixed thing. And Allah, what he makes every day free for the whole world to see. And every moment it is changing. as the sun is rising, as the clouds are moving, the rays of the sun, it's just a different scene and free of charge. Free of charge as far as monetary matters are concerned, but it's a big price. The price is to recognize Allah and to make other people see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. There, with the sun rising, you see some swallows flying. And in what a perfect system they are flying. I mean, they got a V shape that we fly, and they are flying, and they haven't got any of the artificial intelligence. They haven't got computers with them. They are built in computers. And how they are flying, and how it's something just to marvel at all the time. And a person has no option to say, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. You created all this so that we recognize you. Oh Allah, we recognize you. We submit to you. We accept every law of yours. And we will be humble servants to you. We will listen to everything. We'll have no questions to be asked. When that is only one thing of, and then all the skies, بِغَيْرِ عَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا, that the skies are standing up without any columns supporting them. And then the earth, which Allah Ta'ala, وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا, we spread out the earth all around you. And we made them that قِطْعٌ وَتَجَاوِرَاتٌ, all different pieces and types of ground. One ground which is perfect for banana plantation. It is joined with another piece of ground which there are diamonds in there. So on that ground, don't go and make a banana plantation. Dig there to take out diamonds from there. Another piece of ground which is joined with that also. It's a gold mine there. There is gold there. Look for gold there. The next piece of ground that is joined is a mealy plantation. Ideal to plant mealies there. So everything Allah has made, all for us to recognize Allah. And all the benefits we take, that's a side issue. That's not the main object. Today we have made that the only issue, to take benefit from the thing. And scientists who believe that they are so knowledgeable, all they do is just for their own benefit they take. And the main thing, to recognize Allah, to submit to Allah, there is no question in them at all. So all this Allah has made for us to take lesson. فَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ, Allah says, why don't you go out on the earth and see? And if you just turn the pages of the Quran Sharif, you'll see the whole earth is in the Quran. The skies and the heaven, the oceans and the mountains are all in the Quran Sharif. And you can take the great lessons of فَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لُهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Then they will have hearts which have got brains. The hearts will have brains. Today the hearts are filled with lust. All we want is to fill our bestial, our lustful desires. But if you see the Qudrat of Allah, the hearts will have brains in them. فَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا أَوْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. The hearts will have ears by which they will be hearing. The ears won't be deaf. Today the ears of the heart are deaf. Like it happens commonly, we speak with our young children. No matter how much we speak, nothing registers. It doesn't just go in. The ears of the heart are deaf, deaf, deaf. And we try and explain. We get so many people to explain to them. But when the ears of the heart are deaf, and there are no brains in that heart, and the eyes of the heart are blind, nothing goes in there. And all this Allah made to soften it. And that, like your vision is, you got cataract. Or that your eyes have become weak. You go to an optometrist. You go and have it fixed up. The same with the heart's eyes. We need it also to fix it up. And then, without anyone telling you, سَعِيدُ مَوْعِذَ بِغَيْرِهِ, honorable and fortunate person, something happens to other people, he takes a lesson. Today we are such things happen to us and we don't take lessons also. But something happens to other people, we should take a lesson for life. سارے ارد اور سما اور شمس اور قمر دیکھ کر پا گئے اپنے خالق کو ہم. لوکنگ آل دس وی شوڈ ہیو فاؤنڈ اللہ اینڈ اللہ شوڈ بی ان آور ہارٹ. اللہ از ایوری ویئر اینڈ ویئر ہی ہیز ٹو بی. دا تھرون آف دا اللہ دا عرش آف اللہ اینڈ دا تھرون آف اللہ از دا ہارٹ آف اے مؤمن. بٹ وی ہیون گیون پلیس ٹو اللہ. Allah should come into our heart and we should be waking up with Allah. When middle of the night we wake up, Allah is there with us. When we sleep with Allah. Allah should be there all the time. But our condition, in namaz Allah is not with us also. In our tilawat of Quran Sharif, Allah is not there. In our zikr, Allah is not there. This is what we have to bring in our lives. Not just coming to majlis that we have come and we mark ourselves present, we are here. But for these things to come into our lives. دل کے ملنے کی ہے بات کچھ اور ہی. اینڈ ٹو فائنڈ اے ہارٹ دیٹ از جسٹ سم تھنگ ایلس. وین اے پرسنز ہارٹ بیکمس اے ہارٹ لائک دیٹ وی آل گاٹ ہارٹ اینڈ وی آر جسٹ وریڈ آف دا فزیکل ہارٹ. اینی بلاک ویلوز اینی بلاک آرٹریز بگ وری فار اس بگ پرابلم. بٹ اسپرچولی دا ہارٹ از ڈیڈ اینڈ وی ناٹ ایون وریڈ اباؤٹ اٹ. وی اسپینڈ ہاؤ مچ ہاف اے ملین رین فار ہارٹ ٹریٹمنٹ. And for this heart, treatment of the heart, the spiritual heart, we don't spend even a few minutes. We don't spend any money, nothing for the spiritual heart. That is a, and if you get a spiritual heart becomes alive, then the physical heart is under it. It will also function accordingly. So we have to work on that. Dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi. Saath rehte hai go ek muddat se hum. Even though we are staying with our shaykh for so long, but we still haven't found Allah. And we are not connected with Allah Ta'ala. So where are we then? If we are not connected with Allah. And that is the purpose of the Khanqah. The purpose of the Khanqah is not reading so many tasbihat and reading so many namazes that is mubarak and necessary also. But the purpose basic is to find Allah. And if we haven't, people who stay so many years with the Shaykh, but they don't know why they're staying also. And they haven't found Allah Ta'ala. What a sad case it will be. سختیاں شیخ کی ہے فنا کے لیے. اینڈ وین دا شیخ از ہارڈ آن ہز مرید اٹ از آلسو سو یو بیکم فنا یو بیکم انہیلیٹڈ. اینڈ یو کین اونلی فائنڈ اللہ وین یو ہیو انہیلیٹڈ یور نفس. A little bit of your nafs is still in your heart that I am somebody. Nobody must tell me anything. What understanding I got the right understanding. Nobody else got the correct understanding of deen or anything like that. If you haven't got fanaiyat in you, you can forget to find Allah. And the shaykh that shows a bit strictness and hardness, that is also for the benefit of the murid. And that is also, the shaykh must have that also. تخلقوا بأخلاق الله. We must have the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. Where Allah is Rahman and you show your mercy. Where Allah is Rahim and you show your kindness. Allah is also Qahhar. Where it's necessary to take out your big eyes. And where it's necessary to be hard and strict. Then that is also a quality of Allah. Allah is Jabbar, Allah is Qahhar also. So all that has to be. So when that is a thing, don't expect just pampering from the Shaykh. Expect that heart and discern it. There are those mashayikh, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali. All the mashayikh are unanimous that he did not know what is to be strict and hard. To be harsh on his murid. There are other shaykhs who are very hard on their murid, who will shout them for and take them to task for everything. But Haji Imdadullah, and he achieved all that through his softness and kindness. And he put it across to his murid. But it is for the murid to understand and take lesson on all points. Much samajh isko hargiz sitam. Don't think that the shaykh has got enmity with me. And he doesn't like me, that's why he's shouting me. On one occasion, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi Rahmatullah was sitting and eating with Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki. جو حاجی امداد اللہ مہاجر مکی جس گیو ہم ون پیس آف روٹی اینڈ جس پٹ سم تھنگ آن دے وٹ دے ور ایٹنگ اینڈ ٹولڈ ہم یو ایٹ دیٹ. In other words, he wasn't allowed to take part of the meals, how normally we will dish out and what we want. He just made him sit like a beggar one side. Like you give a beggar some food, you go, sit there, go and eat it, like that. And he kept an eye on the face of Maulana Rashid, if he feel offended by this or not. When he discerned that he did not feel he offended at all, he didn't regard himself worthy even of that what he got. That was also an honor to get it from my share. Then he saw what the position of Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi was. So that humility, that humbleness, today how much of pride we have in us, how much we want popularity, we want name, fame, with that you can't find Allah. You find Allah in humility. You find Allah in torn and tattered clothes. You find Allah on grass mats. You don't find Allah on thick carpets. And you don't find Allah in air conditions and in all the comforts of the world, which we are not prepared to stay out with at all. You find Allah when you go through some mujahada. That is when you find Allah Ta'ala. اختر بے نوا کی صدائیں سنو. And حضرت is saying in that humble way, and حضرت was also an embodiment of softness and kindness. So حضرت says that اختر بے نوا, that I've got nothing, I've got no support, I'm a nothing. But listen to what I've got to say. Listen to the cries of my heart. Listen to what I've got to say. And if we open our hearts and we listen to it, we will respond. And Allah, whoever wants Allah, Allah will never deprive that person of Allah. And Allah won't come to a person when he's not interested in finding Allah. أَنُلْزِمُوكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. Allah says, must we force it down your throat, but you don't want it. You are not interested in Allah. Must I force myself on you? That's not the system of Allah. And when you are keen to find Allah, Allah doesn't deprive you of Him. You will get Him. He is there for you. But you have that desire and you make the correct effort. اپنے مالک کو راضی کرے خوب ہم. We should please Allah Ta'ala. With our amal also. Namazes, tilawat. In that still we are so weak. Our five times namaz, we are so weak. Our tilawat of Quran Sharif, we are so weak. Our basic ma'amulat, Yasin Sharif, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Tabarak Alladhi, basic things, we are still so weak. Our tasbihat, third kalima, Durood Sharif, Istighfar, we are so weak in that. And we still have to reach to sifat, qualities, have patience, have humbleness, have sincerity, all the qualities we have to have. And then a person comes close to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah bless us with this reality, inshallah, that we find Allah and we are connected. And when a person has really found Allah, he can't get disconnected from Allah. What enjoyment and treasure you get, then you all the time, you can't separate yourself from Allah. And Allah will never push you away from Himself. You yourself, if you detach yourself, that is up to you. But Allah won't push you away. Allah is there and we have to find Him and connect with Allah Ta'ala. And then we will see what life is all about. More dearer than what our wives are to us. More dearer than what our children, our money, our possession. قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ. All these things, they are valueless in front of Allah. Allah is the main objective in our lives. Allah give us tawfiq to find Allah Ta'ala, inshallah.